Okay, so let's settle our posture and then our mind, and then we can do the practice. So, with the posture, especially because this is a Hatha Yoga Tantra practice, it's good to have a posture where our spine is straight so that all of our energy can flow freely along the channels. So, imagine a thread of light running from the base of your spine up through your body, coming out the crown of your head. Feel as if you're gently being pulled upwards from your crown, and so your posture naturally extends, becomes straight. Let your shoulders drop, pull the chin in, relax the jaw, rest the tongue on the upper palate behind the top teeth, and leave your eyes slightly open so some light comes in. And then feel that you are surrounded by all sentient beings. Your mother on the left, your father on the right, the near and dear behind you, and everyone you've had difficulties with in front of you. And then surrounding these karmically connected groups of sentient beings, then all the strangers, those we don't know so well. Stretching as far as the eye can see, but all in human form, all the beings arising in human form. And think we are doing this practice on their behalf of the great suffering multitudes. And that all of us have been circling uncontrollably in samsara since we can't even pinpoint when an incredible amount of suffering. And there is a way to end this suffering, to bring it to an end. And for this, we need the power of dependence, of a valid refuge that can guide us. So imagine your own root guru arising in the sky in front of you from the great Dharmakaya, radiating light on the top of, at the tip of each light ray, countless Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. All the various emanations of your guru. Everyone who you've ever taken teachings from, emanations of your guru. Your guru who encompasses the entire merit field. And so, with the mind filled with confidence in cause and effect, and with great devotion, then we take refuge. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. The power of regret. First, recall the definition of negative karma. Any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I've also been breaking my Pratimoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body, and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. In this way, generating strong feelings of urgency and regret. So, regretting not only our unskillful actions of body, speech, and mind, but especially those associated with the guru, even if it hasn't been anything very overt, but just the tendency to see the guru as ordinary or to unintentionally be disrespectful can weaken our connection with the guru. And it is with the connection with the guru that will lead us out of samsara. Without it, we are lost. So, really feeling strong regret and urgency. Then, remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now, without even a second's delay, by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So, even recognizing that even a fairly comfortable rebirth in the lower realms, like our domesticated pets, our cats and our dogs, it's still a horrific kind of existence because there's very little way to make merit. There's no interest in the Dharma or ability to connect with the Dharma. And it's much more likely in this diminished state to just make more negativity. And so the downward trajectory means things just get worse and worse. And this is how it is for most sentient beings. So this leads us to the power of dependence of generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So, arising above the crown of your head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, are Vajrasattva, father and mother. Their bodies are white, each has one face and two arms. He holds a Dorjian bell and she a curved knife and skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with six mudras, the mother with five. He sits in the Vajra posture and she in the lotus. And especially contemplating the amazing moon cushion, the natural intelligence of consciousness appearing as a flat moon, the clear light nature of mind, reflecting the clear light nature. And Vajrasattva, the deity itself, a reflection of the purity of the mind of wisdom and compassion. All the ornaments are of all the various bodhisattva practices, expressing joy. And recognize Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces me and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify me and all others. So feel loved by Vajrasattva, truly, deeply loved, and in this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the very root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. And recognize that Vajrasattva is your guru, the nature of your guru that you can connect with directly. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. and as a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland. You are cleansed of all sicknesses, spirit harms, negative karma, and obscurations. So the meaning of the mantra. You, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, Bodhicitta, according to your pledge, Samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up, but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations, and please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So as we recite the mantra, the first recitation, the downward cleansing, as the nectar flows through the crown of your head, flowing through you, it washes away and expels from all the lower parts of your body all of the negativities and bad karmas associated with sicknesses. And these are all expelled in the form of pus and blood and urine and feces. All of that, all of the toxins are just washed from your body. All of the negativities associated with spirit harms, with unstable emotions, with obsessions and compulsions, with really strong afflictive emotions. All of these are washed from your body and they are expelled in the form of snakes and worms and scorpions, frogs. And feel how good it is to have those negativities released. And all of the ripening non-virtues, the obstacles, the karmas that are ripening day to day in our life are also washed away and expelled in the form of soot and sludge, like cleaning a drain pipe. All of that stickiness, like the clogged arteries of our channels that makes everything grind to a halt. All of this is washed away in the form of like black tar stickiness that is completely expelled. So this nectar, it's blissful, but it's also forceful, just like a river or a glacier. There's just no stopping it. So it continuously washes through you, purifying all of these more coarse negativities. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayatsa Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom Phe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Trido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahon Phe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Trido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Phe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Phe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama tsutame, chitam shriyam kuruhun, ha 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 bhagavan, sava tata gata, vajramame mancha, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sapa ahum pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Jito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Jito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya me bhava, anarata me bhava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama sutame, chitam shriyam kuru hum, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, sava tata gata, vajama me mucha, vaja bhava maha, samaya, sapa ahum he. Feel your whole body washed completely clean, sparkling clear like freshly washed crystal. For the upward purification, this time purifying all of the more subtle negativities. And as the nectar flows into you through your crown and it swirls around inside your clean, clear body, it washes away the subtle imprints. Just like when you're washing rice and the water goes from cloudy and then it starts getting clearer and clearer. So, all of the more subtle stickiness imprints of those negativities of body, speech, and mind are swirled around and expelled upwards through all the upper openings of your body. And as it does so, all of the doors to the senses are completely cleansed so that we no longer see things as ordinary or hear sounds as ordinary. But they become purified like the senses of Vajrasattva. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Jito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Jito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Jito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Jito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Jito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Jito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anuratta Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom He. So feel your whole body clean and clear, filled with blissful energy. Every atom of your body becomes radiant nectar. Your whole being transformed into translucent nectar. Your mind open and blissful. And so then, when we do the instantaneous purification, as the nectar flows down through the crown of your head, also flashes of light. And just like when you put light into a container filled with water, or your container of your body filled with nectar, it becomes illuminated, radiant like neon, blissful, clear. And continuously, the flashes of light come down through the crown of your head, purifying all of the very subtle negativities, revealing the natural purity of your fundamental mind. So everything becomes not just clear, but luminous. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anuratta Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anuratta Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anuratta Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anuratta Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anuratta Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anuratta Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anuratta Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatatagata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Pe. Feel your whole body radiant, energized, clean, clear, and purified. Feel your mind luminous, experiencing limitless, blissful energy. All of the subtle afflictions and obscurations instantaneously purified. dissolving entirely into emptiness, not going anywhere else, dissolving into emptiness, just like darkness disappears when you turn on a light. And from the crown of your head, Vajrasattva says, Son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. Generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said, and just as we have experienced. Commit to memory, notice this completely different feeling, and identify with this as your true nature. Then the power of resolve, our promise in front of Guru Vajrasattva. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge, with your determination. Vajrasattva, father and mother, begin to melt into light, and this light dissolves into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. Contemplating. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. Placing your mind in that emptiness for a little while. In this way, looking at all phenomena as empty, they do not exist from their own side. In this oneness with Vajrasattva, this is how things are. And with this awareness of emptiness, dedicating the merits, this awareness not just of emptiness, but of the inseparability of you and Vajrasattva in one nature. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty. By myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. So, taking a moment to feel that oneself, Vajrasattva, and all sentient beings from this aspect are in one nature, in emptiness. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas. And actualize the complete path, the three principal paths, and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realized things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. And offering our practice for the health and long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. And for the swift return of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable, venerable Guru, to you I make this request. And for Geshe Tenzin Zopa, who bestowed the initiation, Tenzin Zopa, leading a pilgrimage path through samsara, humble and courageously devoted heart son of Yogi Khonchog, guiding with Dharma delight at the perfect place and perfect time, please ripen sentient beings with your Dakini dance until the inseparable union.